How's it going, everybody? This is the Nitty Gritty. My name is Chad. With me, as usual, is Leonard. And this is a show about wrestling. And this week, we are going to be returning to Unstable Stables. And this time, Leonard has selected the group, and it is fictional wrestling characters from movies, I should say. So, Leonard, why don't you elaborate on what we're going to be doing? Well, before that, I should say, the way we should outline what Unstable Stables is, which is we take a group. Normally we would take a faction, but you know, as of late we take just large groups, and we take every member of said group, and we each pick members of that group into teams, and then we put those picks into a makeshift card at the end. So those are the rules. Leonard, why don't you tell more about the topic?
Sure. So it's fictional wrestlers, which occasionally when we've done our fever dreams, we've worked in fictional wrestlers. And as Chad mentioned, movies only. So no television, no video games or other types of media. Now, I certainly could have expanded into that, but then it kind of gets muddy in who do you include and who don't you? Because we have 20 wrestlers here total, 10 rounds of us picking one each, so 10 wrestlers total. And each wrestler is from a feature film, as I said, except for in the case of the Crusher from the Looney Tunes cartoons. Those are theatrical shorts, so released theatrically. And then Zeus from No Holds Barred wrestled for real, yes, but started out as a fictional character. And you're getting these characters as they appeared in the film. So no sort of fictional prime or you know, if it was played by a wrestler, you're not getting that wrestler. You're getting them as this character in the movie. So just seemed like a fun thing to do something different. And a few of these are reaches I totally understand. So chronologically, in rough order, here's the draft list. The Crusher, voiced by Billy Bletcher and Rabbit Punched in 1948, and John T. Smith and Bunny Hug from 1951. These are the Warner Brothers Looney Tunes shorts. The Salami Kid, Victor Carboni, as played by Lee Canalito from Paradise Alley in 1978, and Frankie the Thumper, played by Terry Funk from the same film. The Lover, Henry Winkler from The One and Only in 1978. Thunderlips, the Ultimate Male, Hulk Hogan from Rocky III in 1982. Quick Rick Roberts, played by Roddy Piper from Body Slam in 1986, and Tonga Tom, played by Sam Fatu in the same film. Captain Freedom, played by Jesse Ventura from The Running Man in 1987. Rip Thomas, played by Hulk Hogan from No Holds Barred in 1989. And Zeus, played by Tiny Lister from the same film. Zangrief, played by Andrew Brzezinski or something like that, from Street Fighter, the movie from 1994. Zangrief being the wrestling character from Street Fighter. The revolting Street Fighter video game, I should say. The Revolting Blob, played by Josh Mostel from Billy Madison in 1995. Captain Insano, Paul White from The Waterboy in 1998 or The Big Show. Jimmy King, Oliver Platt from Ready to Rumble in 2000. Bonesaw McGraw, Randy Savage from Spider-Man in 2002. Nacho, Jack Black from Nacho Libre in 2006. And Ramses, played by Silver King from the same movie. Dwayne Elizondo, Mountain Dew, Herbert Camacho, played by Terry Crews from Idiocracy in 2006, a porn star turned wrestler turned president of the United States. Randy the Ram Robinson, played by Mickey Rourke from The Wrestler in 2008, and the Ayatollah, played by Ernest Miller from the same film. And I'll get to the card when we get to that point. Last time, Chad had the first pick, so that means I get the first pick this time. And there are two ways I think you can go here with the first pick. And I'm going to go with Rip Thomas from No Holds Barred.
All right, I figured you would. That means then that I am going to go with Thunderlips, the Ultimate Male.
I figured you would as well, although I kind of dreamed of having a Hulk Hogan tag team.
Yeah, I thought about that as I said the pick.
Yes. I'm going to go with Bonesaw McGraw.
Right. See, this is where it gets tough for me.
You know, there are it's definitely tiered. Like, I think there's some top tier, and then there's a kind of a big middle tier, and then there's like a crap tier.
I'm gonna go with Captain Freedom.
Okay. Which should mention now, he was, you know, from the Running Man, and you know the Running Man wasn't necessarily wrestling, but the gist you got was that he was a wrestler type character.
Yes.
So hence why I included Captain Freedom in that. I'm gonna go with Quick Rick Roberts. Do you know Body Slam,
Chad? I know the movie. I have not seen it the whole way through.
Oh, I love the movie. It is one of my favorite bad movies of all time. I don't love it because it's bad. I just love it because I love it. Like Body Slam and Smokey and the Bandit 3 are probably the worst movies I've seen the most times because I just love those two movies.
We've talked about Smokey and the Bandit 3 in the past.
Yes.
All right. My next pick, I'm going with Jimmy King.
Okay. From Ready to Rumble, which I looked and I'm surprised that he's the only like fictional wrestler in that, I think. Unless you count when the other two guys like take on characters, whatever. But everyone else is WCW, you know, people.
Right.
You know, real guys basically playing themselves, which doesn't count. I'm going to go with Ramses from Nacho Libre. Do you know Nacho Libre?
Yes, I've seen it, but only once, and you know, when it first came out. So
yeah, to mention, I think the only movie that I'm not very familiar with here is actually Paradise Alley, which is one of the first, you know, wrestling movies really ever made with Sylvester Stallone. And it's kind of where he got connected to the wrestling world.
Right.
And I know I've seen it, but I was probably a kid, you know, one of those HBO late afternoon movies, and it's like, oh, it's about wrestling. So I watched it. So that's the only one I'm really not familiar with. But anyway, your pick.
All right. So I'm going to go with Randy the Ram Robinson.
Randy was next on my list. As you could tell, I've kind of been going with the guys who were actually wrestlers playing wrestlers. I don't know if that is going to work out for me or not. I'm going to go with a guy that I thought you would have taken by now. Captain Insano.
Yeah, I thought about him as well, but you know, it's Paul White. So, you know, he's going to lose. Whatever match he's in, he's going
to
lose.
Okay, we'll have to see who he winds up with.
All right. You know what? Did we pick Zeus yet?
No, Zeus is on the table.
Yeah, I got to go with Zeus.
Okay. I'm going to go with, you know, I mentioned I'm not very familiar with Paradise Alley, but I'm going to take Frankie the Thumper, again, going with my strategy of actual wrestlers. So that's portrayed by Terry Funk. You know, in the late 70s, considering he was like such a veteran by that point and would then go on and wrestle for like another 40 years.
Right. I'm going to go with the Revolting Blob from Billy Madison. You know, I'm anxious to put him on the card.
That surprises me that you went with the Blob. I think I'm going to go with my first non-wrestler. I'm going to go with President Camacho.
Ooh, that's
played by Terry Crews, although Terry Crews did do that that one TV show that was like American Gladiators. I can't remember what it was called now.
Yeah, I forget what it's called myself.
Yeah, some sort of it. I knew they did a crossover with WCW. So,
all right, my next pick, I am gonna go with Zangief.
Okay, he would have been next for me. That's a good one. Oh, gosh. Just because he is a wrestler, I'll go with the Ayatollah, which is Ernest Miller from The Wrestler.
All right. I'm going to go with Nacho.
Oh, there's actually, I was looking at the last, and I was like, oh, I miss him. Tonga Tom, also from Body Slam.
All right.
I was looking at like these three names I have at the end of my list and go, I'm missing a name. Tonga Tom was a little higher and I skipped over him.
I guess I'm going to have to go with the Lover.
Do I want the cartoon character or do I want the salami kid?
I don't know.
You know what? I'll take the cartoon character. You can have the salami kid.
All right, sounds good.
All right, so let me finish writing down here as I old school it, do it with pen and pencil. So here's what we got. My stable: Rick Thomas, Bonesaw McGraw, Quick Rick Roberts, Ramses, Captain Insano, Frankie Thumper, President Camacho, the Ayatollah, Tonga Tom, and the Crusher, while Chad has Thunderlips, Captain Freedom, Jimmy King, Randy Robinson, Zeus, Revolting Blob, Zangrief, Nacho, the Lover, and Salami Kid. All right, so now we're to our card, and the card is this. This is the Fictional Wrestling Federation, or the FWF. So we have the FWF Hollywood Land title. That's a singles match to open this up. A tag team match. A fatal four-way for the FWF Rising Star title. And we will each pick two guys each for that fatal four-way. A singles match. A hardcore match singles. The FWF World Tag Team title match. And the FWF World title match inside of a steel cage. So, Chad, you get the first slot. So who are you sending after the Hollywood Land title?
All right. So the Hollywood Land title, I like that name. I am going to give you Nacho.
Nacho, okay. So do I want to give you Nacho's arch nemesis, but he did defeat him at the end of the movie, being Ramses, or do I want to give you somebody else? I am going to give you, just because you said he would not win, I'm going to give you Captain Insano.
Oh, well, that's not fair. That's I don't know why it's not fair, but
yeah, I mean, you pick anyone you want. And you said there's no way Captain Insano wins. So sell me on Nacho Libre winning this.
Well, I mean, Nacho Libre is the ultimate underdog. You know, I see Captain Insano being too cocky for his own good. And, you know, Nacho hitting him with a Hurricane Rana or, you know, whatever Mexican wrestling move he wants to throw. So, yeah, I mean, I think that Nacho is quicker as well.
You know, here's the thing. I gave you Captain Sano because I was like, oh, well, you said he can't win. I actually kind of agree with you here because Nacho, you know, if you've seen the movie, he's the underdog. He kind of gets lucky at the end. He gets like a second wind at the end. And we don't really see Captain Insano wrestle. We just see him. So we're kind of going on Paul White. So is Paul White a guy that is going to get suckered by Nacho? And I would say yes. From all evidence that we have. So as soon as you started making your argument, I went, you know what? I screwed myself on that one. So I agree with you. And we're going to give that to Nacho. He is the Hollywood Land title. I think having an underdog win in the opener, that's going to excite the crowd.
Absolutely.
That's a good one to go. All right. So next we have a tag team match. And I am going to go with, you know what? Let's go with the Ayatollah and Tonga Tom. Just because that is like, I don't know what kind of tag. Sort of like, because Tonga Tom, that's like, Tonga and the Ayatollah is supposed to be Middle Eastern, so it's like some sort of foreign heel thing. I don't know. I'm spitballing.
All right. Well, they are going to be facing the Salami Kid and the Lover.
I was kind of hoping you would put the Lover in that first match so I could get Captain Insano against him, because that one, Insano could have won.
Well, the one and the only is a movie I definitely need to see. I've not seen it. So
I've seen it. So Henry Winkler plays like a Gorgeous George type of character. And like,
that's what 15. I read. I was trying to do my research today.
Yeah.
And I read that part of it and I was like, okay, that gives me a little bit to go on.
Yeah. Anyway, it's a fun movie. It's a funny movie. It's from the early 80s. So right when he was doing Night Shift and was trying to kind of, you know, break out of Happy Days. It's good. I always liked it. Again, that's when I saw as a kid on cable, all that. So I would say my guys are a stronger. The Salami Kid and the Lover are just a mismatched pair. I think they're the faces here. I think I got the heels, even though I believe the Lover, as Gorgeous George, is kind of a heel character. But I've got the Ford and heels. I think my guys are quicker. They're more athletic. I think they're better wrestlers. They're more experienced. You know, I, from what I remember of Paradise Alley, the Salami Kid was supposed to be like an idiot savant kind of guy. You know, like he can get in the ring and throw people around, but isn't really sure what he's doing. And of course, the Lover is an actor playing this character that he kind of wound up with, fell into wrestling. So I would say my guys have this every which way you want to give it.
Yeah, there's no argument from me on this. Being that I know very little about both these movies, you know, it's funny. I have like a vintage Paradise Alley poster, I think, still somewhere.
Cool.
And, it's a movie that I've not seen the whole way through. And it's a Stallone movie, who's, you know, Stallone's one of my favorites for those that, you know, remember 411 days. But yeah, I definitely have some movies to watch out of this. But I even not knowing the movies, there will be people out there that will be like, oh, you haven't seen all the movies. You don't have to know the movies to know that these two are going to lose.
Right. And this is something that you could, you know, just do like you said, did research on. You read the basic bio. You have a feel for who the guy is.
Right.
You know, got to mention years ago when we both write for 411, myself and one of the writers, and I can't remember who it was now, we did a fictional baseball draft, where we drafted baseball players from movies. And he wound up with like half the Bad News Bears and that baseball playing monkey from like Mel Blanc, from that. I said Mel Blanc, but it's, yeah, I don't know now. But anyway, but that was a lot of fun. And that kind of, and I had Kevin Costner as his own battery. So as a pitcher from Love of the Game, throwing to the guy from Bull Durham.
Absolutely. I was like,
How can you beat that? They're the same guy, same wavelength. Anyway, Fatal 4-Way. So I can't remember how we've done this in the past. Do you get to place your two off the front, or is it back and forth?
I think, let's just go back and forth this time.
Okay, so you will get the first slot this time.
All right, so you will get the Revolting Blob.
Okay. And I'm gonna give you let's throw in Terry Funk here. You're gonna get Frankie the Thumper.
All right. And that means you are gonna get Jimmy King.
All right. And oh blob, there it is. I'm making my notes here. And who's the other guy I wanna throw you? You know what? You're gonna get the Crusher from Looney Tunes.
All right. Well, let me tell you something, Leonard. I think I got this one in the bag.
All right.
There is only one person in this match that has killed another human being. And that is the Revolting Blob. He was supposed to pinch him when he was running short of air. And, you know, I just don't think, you know, when the Revolting Blob sits on you, I don't think there's any getting up from that. And I don't even know how to argue against a cartoon character. I really don't. But I also know that Jimmy King, being the, you know, great champion that he was in that movie, I think is going to stay clear of the Revolting Blob. So I see the Blob winning this all day.
Okay. Well, first of all, the Crusher being a cartoon character can't get hurt, can't get killed. I mean, if the Blob sits on him, he's just going to turn into like a pancake and then just puff back to life.
Which could also be argued to be a loss.
True, because he would still have him down for the pinfall. And of course, the Crusher gets beat by Bugs Bunny. So I'm not really arguing that the Crusher could win this. Obviously, Frankie the Thumper is the best wrestler in here, not only played by Terry Funk, but from what I remember from the character from the movie. So he's the best wrestler in here. I do admit that Jimmy King's going to stay out of the fray. So I think it comes down to Blob and Frankie the Thumper. Blob has size. And I do think from what we understand from the movie, he seemed like a trained guy. Like he seemed like he kind of knew what he was doing and the other guy messed up.
Yeah.
So as much as I want to argue Frankie the Thumper, I don't think I have enough memory of Paradise Alley. I should have rewatched the movie.
Yeah.
Those who have watched recent videos would know that I'm laid up with a ruptured Achilles tendon, so I could have just watched it in bed. But I didn't. So since I really don't remember the movie well enough to argue Frankie the Thumper, though I think Frankie should win, I'm going to give you what I thought would not happen, the Blob getting a victory.
Well, you know, I also think that Terry Funk is totally the type of person to not pinch and see how long he can last and then end up dying.
True, too. Yeah, he would be like, before they went out, he'd be like, so what's the average? Oh, you know, like 30 seconds, 35 seconds. He's like, I'm going to go for 5 minutes.
Yeah, yeah, 5 minutes. That's... The crowd's dead by that point.
Yeah, that's so sad on Terry Funk. I can see it. Right, next up we have a singles match. I get the first placement this time. And I'm going to give you Roddy Piper as Quick Rick Roberts, also from Body Slam. Good all-arounder.
Is this a hardcore match?
No, this is a singles match. The next match after is the hardcore match.
Okay, all right. All right, so this is just the singles. Man, you know what? I am going to give you the match that I actually, you know, in a weird, twisted, another universe would want to watch. Randy the Ram Robinson.
You know what that is? So this is like face versus face here.
Yeah.
My big argument here would be Randy Robinson, as in the movie, is an old washed up wrestler who possibly dies at the end of the film, jumping off the top rope of the ring. It's up to conjecture. Now, Rick Roberts, of course, is not Roddy Piper. He's a wrestler being played by Roddy Piper. But this is from 1986. So this is prime time Piper. This is like WrestleMania 2 Roddy Piper. So it is a younger, I would say, probably faster, maybe not stronger, because the Ram is built. I'll give him that. And they're both veterans. They're both faces. Ram is a little grittier, but I would say that Roberts, being the younger competitor, would be the one to win here.
So I realized that I kind of screwed myself in naming Randy the Ram here, because in the movie The Wrestler, there is a hardcore match where Randy goes up against Necro Butcher, of all people.
Yes.
And, you know, so I could have made, I don't know, maybe not, depending on who Leonard will pick, but I could have made an argument to that effect there. But as Leonard also said, Randy the Ram is an older wrestler and on the verge of death. So side tangent on that, I remember when I think I saw this movie either close to or with a former colleague of ours, George Saroy.
Yes.
Or maybe we just talked about it afterwards. I don't remember, but, you know, George was like, oh, you know, it was really sad when he died at the end. And I remember at the time, like, arguing, well, we didn't see that. You know, you don't see that in the movie, so you can't really say. That's what I said upon initial reaction. Since that time, I think Darren Aronofsky, the director of that movie, has come out and said he does indeed die. That is what the intended, you know, conclusion is supposed to be. Just felt like I wanted to throw that out there.
Yes.
But in any event, I do think that a younger Roddy Piper would probably win this match. I do think it would be a good match. And, you know, if I really wanted to argue with Leonard right now, I could say that Randy the Ram isn't going to lose until he kills himself.
Well, then he's dead, and then Rick just falls on top of him.
Right, which still has Roddy Piper winning.
Yes.
So, yeah, I would probably give the edge to Roddy Piper here. It's very hard to argue a fictional person that never existed against somebody you know as a wrestler. But the age argument is still certainly valid. So,
yeah. All right. So next we have the hardcore match, and you get to pick first this time.
Okay. So I just realized that although it might mess up a tag team that I wanted to make. There's like a real obvious answer here, and it has to be Zeus, because anybody that has seen No Holds Barred knows that Zeus is going to go out there and kill MFers. So
yes, you're going to get President Camacho.
So we got Terry Crews versus Tiny Lister.
Yes.
Is a main event anywhere in the world.
I think it would be. People would totally go down for that. So I talked first last time, so I'm going to let you sell me on Zeus winning here.
So, I mean, it might come down to, you know, I'm going to argue against my own guy. It might come down to intellect. Like, simply because President Camacho, well, that character does indeed become the president. By the way, Idiocracy, you know, some of the things that we're close to in real life is just...
Yeah. I haven't watched that movie in a few years because I'm scared to.
Anyway, I think this would be a good match. I want to say Tiny Lister is bigger height-wise.
Would be taller, I believe, although I think Terry, if he doesn't weigh more, he's certainly more muscular.
Yeah, I mean, intellect-wise, I'll give this to Terry Crews. Strength-wise, I mean, Zeus is out there training by punching cinder blocks. Mm. So, you know, I don't know. Like, this is tough. But, I mean, I hate to argue against my guy, but, I mean, if this comes down to smarts, I would have to give it to President Camacho.
Yeah, and considering this is a hardcore match, which of course covers up any of, or not any, but some of, at least, Zeus's, you know, shortcomings. Also, the idea is that I think Camacho would probably use the weapons more and would use more weapons. It depends on the type of hardcore match you're talking about here. Is it like chairs and the ring stairs and kendo sticks, or is it like bags of popcorn and thumbtacks and a kayak that the fans brought? Because a goofier hardcore match, I think, also lends itself towards President Camacho. So I'll go ahead and take the win here.
Yeah.
With President Camacho. So next is our tag team bout. Should I get the first draw here? So since I know who I want to save, you're going to get Ramses and Bonesaw McGraw.
All right. Two of
probably the fiercest heels in any of the movies, any of the guys that we've been dealing with.
All right. Well, you know what? I realized that, you know, I was going to have a team. I was going to have this guy team with Zeus, you know, kind of two big muscular guys. Is it Zangief or Zangrief?
Is it Zangief? I wrote down as Zangrief, but I could be an idiot.
We'll just say the Street Fighter guy. I was going to have him team with Zeus, but you know what? Have the Russian team with Captain Freedom.
Okay.
And you have...
It's the superpowers. It's Dusty Rhodes and Nikita Koloff.
Absolutely. And I don't think there's any way that they lose.
Man, this is a heck of a bout here. I love it. On paper, this is a great match. Like I said, Ramses and Bonesaw are two of the fiercest heels in any of these movies I think we have. Again, Ramses is played by Silver King, Bonesaw by Randy Savage. I almost put Bonesaw in the hardcore match because he's doing like a weapons cage match in Spider-Man.
Yeah.
But I kind of like Camacho in that slot. So you have these heels versus against the equivalent of I believe it was the superpowers, Dusty Rhodes and Nikita Koloff, the American and the Russian. Now, my argument here would be the fact that Captain Freedom is retired. He comes out of retirement in the movie. Zangief, again, is from the Street Fighter movie. So the movie sucks. So you've got, I think, two subpar guys against... Now, Savage was towards the end of... Both these guys were older. Silver King and Savage were both older at the times they played these characters in the odds.
That's your downfall.
Captain Freedom is retired.
But it's Jesse Ventura with hair.
With hair, 87. So, I mean, he stopped wrestling, I think in 85. We talked about this not too long ago.
We did talk about this, yeah.
Match with Hogan. So, like, it was like 85 when he did stop wrestling. this is one that I don't know. It's really tough for me to see my heels losing this.
I think Silver King is the weak link here.
Why?
Because the other, like, you got experience and, you know, strength with Savage, but you got my guys, you got two huge guys, and then you got this luchador in there, and I think he gets squashed. I think he's the one that takes the easy pinfall.
Okay. You know what? I'm going to let you have it because I won the last one. So I'm going to let you have it. And because I know what the main event's going to be. And this is going to be an all-out war to decide this main event. So I'm going to let you have those guys. So we have our main event, and we know what it is. It's going to be Thunder Lips versus Rip Thomas. So Hulk Hogan versus Hulk Hogan, which I figured is what we would get.
And it's still heel versus face.
Yes. But if I would have got both of them, I probably would have made them the tag team. Hulk Hogan is his own tag team. It's phenomenal. But that we have Rip Thomas versus Thunder Lips. And, I let you argue first the last time, didn't I? Well, go ahead. Sell me on Thunder Lips, because I have my core argument for Rip Thomas.
Well, I mean, I think this one, I mean, it comes down to what Hogan do you think was best? A younger Hogan, a pre-Hulkamania Hogan, or a peak Hulkamania Hogan? and that's what you have here. If we're just arguing names.
You win on name value.
Yeah. Thunder Lips is one of the best names. I actually have a Thunder Lips shirt, which I should have worn for this, but I just didn't have a chance. And I think that Rip is just basically a movie version of your regular Hulk Hogan. You know, he has the different color shirt, but it basically the package is all the same. I mean, I don't know that there's going to be this isn't a steel cage, right?
Steel cage.
Yeah, yes. This is a steel cage. Okay, so we don't know what, you know, I'm arguing Hogan against Hogan, and I'm going, like, working myself into a corner that I can't get out of. Hogan, Rip, they had a heel factory, right? And, you know, what better heel to work against than Hogan himself?
Yes.
Like, I think, you know, I would give this to Rip.
Yeah, see, my arguments were going to be this. Thunder Lips loses in the movie. Rip, of course, comes out triumphant at the end.
Actually, time out. Thunder Lips does not lose in the movie.
I thought he lost.
It's a draw.
Oh, it was a draw, right? They threw it out.
Yes.
They threw it out. My fault. But what I was going to get to here is you have a younger Hogan versus an older Hogan that, you know, that don't work for me, brother. Rip isn't jobbing.
He's not going to job to himself.
He's not jobbing to himself. Rip's not jobbing to himself. So that was my main argument, was going to be that Rip is not going to job to himself. He's also the face. And this is the main event. And you want to send the fans home happy. And I think Thunder Lips would be more likely to job to the face Rip champion in a steel cage. I think this is a heck of a match. This is Hulk Hogan's greatest match ever against himself, guaranteed.
Yeah, and you know, I'm not just saying this. If I ever get a chance to meet Hogan, I will tell him, I will ask him this question. Thunder Lips event against Rip, who wins? And
I would love to hear his answer to this.
I'm sure he'll say Rip. But I think, you know, he might come out of left field. He might be like, oh, Rocky III is a better movie. I don't know. Who knows? But yeah, in this case, you know, you want to send the fans home happy, and it would be Rip. All right. Well, that was the last match. So, Leonard, what is the final tally?
I win 4-3. Playing my trump card to Rip Thomas, which I knew, I pulled it out. These are always close. I want to say the first time we did this, was with the Horsemen, and that was a blowout because I think you kicked my butt because of the Barry Windham fiasco.
Oh, yeah.
For those who don't remember, I thought that Kendall Windham and Barry Windham would be the tag team of all tag teams, and they weren't, and it screwed my entire strategy up. But ever since then, we're usually pretty close. So this was a 7-match card, and I take it 4-3. But this was really fun, even though some of the characters, you know, we weren't all that familiar with. Some of the people might not be either. But this was fun. And maybe in the future we could do it with TV. Maybe we could do it with video games or a combination thereof, that type of thing.
Do you think there's any TV wrestling characters that could have upset the ending?
Hard to say. I would say probably not, because I'm thinking TV, you know, Glow comes to mind with the ladies. So the, you know, the Netflix version of Glow. There's also that TV show Heels, which I haven't watched, but I'm aware of it. Yeah. There was also the sitcom from the early 90s, Learning the Ropes, with I believe it was Lyle Zato? No, it was Golic. Shoot. It was a Raider. One of the former Raiders was like in WCW as a mass jobber. There was that. There's probably some other TV fictional wrestling characters I'm forgetting. Of course, there's tons in video games. Because when I was thinking of Zangief, I was like, oh, well, maybe I could let video games in. But like every fighting game had a wrestler character. You know, maybe Mayor Mike Hagar from, was it Streets of Fire? Streets of Rage?
Okay. Oh, yeah. That's a deep cut there.
Yeah, who was also Saturday Night Slam Masters as well. He might have been able to pull something off. And, of course, there's Suicide, who was in the Impact video game, a fictional character before he became a real character, played by Frankie Kazarian.
Right.
So, and other people have worn the costume as well, you know. I can't remember who played him off the top of my head. But the last Chillicothe show with Bobby Fulton's people down in Chillicothe, Suicide was on the card, and I forget the guy who was playing him. But I would like to see Suicide versus Doink.
That would be an interesting match.
Yeah, because because who knows who's in there.
That's true.
Yeah, but anyway, this was something different to do, and I don't know if we could do it again with wrestlers. Like I said, I did at one point with the 411 writer on fictional, you know, baseball. Maybe we could do a special that's baseball or football or basketball or something of that nature.
Well, we did get the Hogan versus Hogan match.
Yes.
Yeah, and similar to the Costner versus Costner match.
Yes, so. Yes. I figured that was going to be our main event, unless for some odd reason you didn't take Thunderlip second. You know, well, second after right. me, so your first pick. I was going to then use them as my tag team.
Which would have been unstoppable.
Unstoppable tag team. I would have won those. And then, if you didn't take Thunderlips, who would have been your number one pick? Would it have been Captain Freedom? Or would it have been Bonesaw, who was my next pick?
Yeah, I probably would have gone that direction. Yeah.
Yeah.
It would have been Savage, most likely.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So, because then if I had the Hogans and Bonesaw, I mean, then I walk away with it.
They would have been a blowout for sure.
Yeah, yeah. But anyway, that was a lot of fun. You know, and the Unstable Stables is one of my favorites that we do. It's just very creative and a lot of fun for us to do.
No, absolutely. And, you know, we got it. Next time we do, we actually have to pick a stable. I don't know what stable it would be. Although, you know, the Bloodline is getting pretty large.
Okay.
As it happens. I think they have just about every person in that family signed with WWE at this point.
We'll have to take a look. If there's, I would say at least, well, this was 20, and this was kind of small for us because that's 10 each. So if there's any, would you say there's 15?
We could do a whole Samoan one.
Yeah, which that would be here all night.
That's, yeah.
It depends. You know, next one we'll do the Samoan family. Let me take a look to see. There's some obscure ones I may not put in.
Yeah,
I've got to look at what that family tree looks like.
Yeah.
And are we just talking about the main Samoan family, or would like Samoa Joe count?
It would probably be the main family. Samoa Joe, I don't think, would make it. Yeah.
Samoa Joe's like the only Samoan who's not like connected somehow to the annoys
right
rock people, you know, what have you. So yeah.
So yeah, that's kind of where we stand. We do not know what we're going to bring you next week, but thank you very much for checking out our Unstable Stables. Let us know in the comments if you agree or disagree with our choices. Check out our other videos, Segment Surgery, Random Match Reviews, Stupid Questions, and we're available wherever you listen to podcasts. For Leonard, my name is Chad, and we will see you next time.